Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com Sports Podcast. And today, Yar, Graybeard Whitworth faces Nobeard Brady. Yar. This Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in the big pirate ship in Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers will be led onto the field again by their swashbuckling, never-aging, seven-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback Tom Brady. At 44 years of age, Brady is the oldest active player in the NFL and still plays well enough to be in the running for this year's MVP award. And across the field from Brady on Sunday afternoon in Tampa, the second oldest active player in the NFL will suit up for the Los Angeles Rams. Former LSU offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth turned 40 years old in December and is still considered one of the premier offensive linemen in all of the NFL. At 6'7" and 330 pounds, Andrew Whitworth has suited up and played in over 92% of his career NFL games since coming into the league way back in 2006. He's also just the fifth offensive lineman to ever play in an NFL game after turning 40 years of age. Now, 4 years ago, Tom Brady, who was then in New England, ruined Andrew Whitworth's first chance to win a Super Bowl ring as the Patriots downed Los Angeles 13-3. That was Tom Brady's sixth Super Bowl championship while in New England, and then he would later move to Tampa Bay last year in 2020 and win his seventh ring as a member of the Buccaneers last year. These two old warriors will meet once again this Sunday afternoon in Tampa in one of the two NFC semifinal games. Andrew Whitworth was born in Monroe, Louisiana, and played his high school football at one of the state's most fertile programs in West Monroe. While in high school, Whitworth's football teams won two state championships. This big offensive lineman, though, was nimble enough to be a championship-caliber tennis player, too, as well as an excellent golfer while in high school. While Michigan quarterback Tom Brady was riding the bench during his first 2 years in college in Michigan, Andrew Whitworth was winning a national football championship at LSU. No, he didn't play for LSU's former head coach Ed Orgeron's 2019 15-0 national championship team. He also wasn't around for the 2007 championship team of former coach Les Miles. Sophomore Andrew Whitworth was the starting offensive tackle in all 14 games for the 2003 LSU national championship team, coached by none other than Nick Saban. Now, just how long ago was that? Coach Saban would later leave LSU for the NFL, coach two seasons in Miami with the Dolphins, and then return to coach college football at Alabama in 2007, where he has now won six more national championships. Andrew Whitworth was in Nick Saban's first recruiting class when he arrived at LSU. Twice named to the All-SEC first team as an offensive tackle, Andrew Whitworth was drafted in the second round of the 2006 draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. Prior to last weekend, you might remember, it was all the way back till 1990 when the Bengals had last won a playoff game. Andrew Whitworth spent the first 11 years of his NFL career with the Bengals through the 2016 season. Twice named to the first team NFL All-Pro team and playing in the annual Pro Bowl game four different times while he was in Cincinnati, Andrew Whitworth's Bengals teammates actually reached the playoffs but lost in the first game every time six different times during his 11 years in Southern Ohio. But after the 2016 NFL season ended, Andrew Whitworth left Cincinnati and he moved west to play for the Los Angeles Rams. His head football coach, Sean McVay, is actually 4 years younger than him. And the young coach made it a point to recruit the big, talented offensive lineman to come join the team before his first season on the field as the team's head coach. Said McVay, "He sure has meant a lot to this organization, both on and off the field. I think sometimes you take it for granted that he's 40 years old. If you didn't know with that bald head and stuff like that, I mean, he moves around like he's young, and he's got great athleticism, too." Since arriving with the Rams in the 2017 season, Andrew Whitworth still anchors the offensive line in the very important left tackle position. Since a right-handed quarterback must turn his back to the oncoming rushers attacking from that left side, Andrew Whitworth's ability to provide some extra time for his quarterback to throw the ball is a key factor in the team's passing game successes. Whitworth likes to be a teacher for the younger Rams players, too. Some of his fellow offensive linemen, who are now mostly in their 20s, were still in grade school when Whitworth started playing NFL football. Rams offensive lineman Rob Havenstein told reporters recently, "I've been making the joke, which isn't really a joke for years now, that he's actually getting younger." Andrew Whitworth is married to the 2003 Miss Louisiana, Melissa Clark, who went to Louisiana Tech. Off the football field, Whitworth is still a terrific golfer. The big fellow is a 3-handicapper. And his wife says that Andrew is a terrific dancer, too. She thinks he'd do well enough to win on TV's Dancing with the Stars. The couple also has 4 children who might like for their dad to be home a little bit more often than he currently is. For a short period last season, it kind of looked like the Whitworth kids might get their wish. Last year in 2020, the 39-year-old offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth suffered a torn MCL, which is a knee injury, halfway through the season. Though some football players his age might have thrown in the towel and retired at that point, Whitworth only missed 7 games last year. Being strong, mentally tough, and blessed with some good genetics as he is, Andrew Whitworth recovered quickly and returned to the team just in time for the playoffs. The Rams would eventually lose to Green Bay in round 2 of the playoffs, though, last year. So Andrew Whitworth wants the Rams to go much further in the playoffs this year, and he is quite focused on winning his first Super Bowl ring this season. The big lineman voluntarily took a $3 million salary cut with the Rams this season to help the team sign some other valuable players. Whitworth has proven to be the ultimate in a team player. He said, "I've been invested in this team and this organization, and it's a lot more than just playing. This place means a lot to me. It's more than just a football team to me." This Sunday afternoon at Tampa Bay's Raymond James Stadium, home of that big pirate ship in the end zone, the 2 oldest players in the NFL will do battle one more time. Louisiana's own Andrew Graybeard Whitworth will get another chance to see if his teammates can finally take down Captain Tom No Beard Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers and finally advance to the NFC Championship game again next week.
Yo ho, and the loser will get to walk the plank. I'm Swamp Swami. Yarr.